the Messiah. Beautiful. Aren't you glad you're here? God blessed us with life, health, and strength over those many years. But to make up a mind for this day, to come together to worship Him in spirit and in truth. He sent His only begotten Son to planet Earth to live as a human being and to die a cruel death for humanity. Thank God for God. And we're delighted to see in the audience one of our sisters who's made her way back home. Finally. And we're glad to see her. We thank God that she is blessed. She was blessed to go and to come safely. And prayerfully to leave loved ones in good health. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Jesus, when He was on planet Earth, He chose how many men? He chose 12 men to teach, to train, that they might carry His message when He leaves to the world. And we have that here. The book called the Bible. Human beings. Are you listening? Live forever. You say, oh, no, because I've been to funerals. I've been to funerals too. I've preached at funerals. I've gone to the cemetery afterwards as they lowered the body in the ground. God gave them life to come the first time. He can give them life to come again. And if there's not going to be any coming back, what do we read in the Bible about the day of judgment in Revelation chapter 20? So, there's going to be a day when human beings stand before God and give an account of the way that we lived our lives on planet Earth. He wants us to live with Him forever. But that's based upon whether or not we have obeyed Him while we lived on planet Earth. We sing a song called Hold to God's Unchanging Hand. Take the time to study the Bible for yourself. Because you have churches everywhere. This kind of church, that kind of church, this kind of church, that kind of church. Well, every church, no. The Bible talks about one church. Jesus, the Son of God, came all the way from glory. Born of the Virgin Mary. Lived. Grew up. Became an itinerant preacher. He chose 12 men to teach, the apostles, to train, to carry His message to the world, because He didn't come down here to walk the streets of gold forever. But He wanted them to carry His message, His way, and let the world know how they, uses can get to glory where He went when He went back home. That's why God blessed him. Blessed us, rather, to get this message. That's why he blessed us to have a Bible, to read it, to study it, to accept it, and to obey it. And one day, for the moment, if you will come in your Bible to come with me to chapter 20 in the book of the New Testament, Revelation chapter 20. And perhaps most of you know this from memory. And I saw the Revelation chapter 20, I believe I said. And I saw an angel come down from the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand, and he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit, shut him up, set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their forehead or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Let me drop down to verse 11. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead. Is that in your Bible? And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. Hello? Stand before God. And the books, plural, was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the book, according to their works. So we see from that text, especially these last verses, there's going to be a judgment day. You can do what you will. I can do what I will. There's going to be a judgment day. Look at the text, middle part of chapter, verse 12. And another book, singular, was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books. What was written in the books? Their works. According to their works. There's a record being kept on every human being. Going to be judged by the things that the way that we deal, that we did on planet Earth, and that we do on planet Earth, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man. How? Not by hearsay, but according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is called the second death. Jesus came all the way from glory land lived on planet Earth for 33 years. He chose 12 men to teach and to train his message to humanity. And afterwards, I believe it's Acts chapter 1, Jesus went on back to glory land, to his Father. Verse 14 again. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. And verse 15. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life, what happened? Was cast into the lake of fire. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. And there was no more sea. Reading this text, glory land keeps a record on every human being. And it's going to be open at the judgment. No ifs, no ands, no buts. The book that glory land keeps is going to be open at the judgment. No exceptions. No one will be excused. Take the time. Don't get too busy to study this grand book of God, the Bible, so that you will know what to expect. Because we have information as to how we are to live our lives. We read about, just let me give you one example. And don't get upset, that's your choice though. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Not two different churches, a church here and a church there, this church, that church, one church. Bible speaks about one church. Salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. The Lord's church. Read your Bible for yourself so that you will know what to expect, what to do, and how to live your life on planet Earth so that you will hear God say at the judgment, well done, good and faithful servant. Preacher, y'all have never said, no, it's not y'all. Not this y'all. It's that y'all. That heavenly y'all. So whatever we want to say about what's written in the book, that's glory land. It's going to face us at the final roundup. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. And another book, that's this one, was open, which is the book of life. And the dead, is that in your Bible? And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Whoever you are, wherever you are, and whatever you do, and I included, is in the book. And we're going to be judged by the book that glory land is teaching, is keeping. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. The apostles preach God's gospel in completeness in Acts chapter 1 and chapter 2. Started in 1, flowed on over into chapter 2 of the book and the Bible. One church. Got a Methodist here, Catholic here, da 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 da. You name it. One church. Salute one another with an holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. churches of Christ. Everybody in it. Unfortunately, have decided not to go to heaven. But that's a guideline. So you can accept it or disregard it. You can accept it or get angry. But that won't help you in glory land. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come. Jesus says, I am come that they might have life, and they might have it how? More abundantly. Amen. Hold up. Good to see you back. Looking healthy. Jesus left glory, came to the world. Why? All because of his love. And because of his Father's love. And to go what he went through. And then for a human being to say, it don't matter what he decided down here, I like this. You must be out of your mind. All done because of love. We fortified our gift to live here on earth without sin. When Adam and Eve disobeyed, sin came into the world. That's in Genesis chapter 3. Their sinful nature passed on to other human beings. But God, in his great love, still wanted, even though the humans disobeyed him, God still wanted and still wants, even today, us to receive and obey his instructions so that he can welcome us to that glorious home that he's prepared for human beings called heaven. God planned a future life for us. Don't you want to know about it? Don't you want to go there? A human life for us with him. I like that part. He therefore sent his only begotten son. His only begotten son. For us to die and bless us with an eternal way to get back in favor with God. Jesus Christ came to earth from glory land thousands of years ago. He lived among us. He taught us. He trained 12 men to carry on the message when he left. He willingly, before leaving, gave up his life, shedding his lifeblood on the rugged cross for our sins, human beings' sin, and provided a gateway for human beings back to a relationship with our Heavenly Father. Jesus and his Father's love desired for us more than just life. More than just life, but what? A more abundant life. Their desire is that we live life more abundantly. So if you love your life and you're obeying God in this world, keep doing it. Keep obeying it. And if you're not, and you know what the scripture says, get on board. Get on board. Jesus chose 12 apostles, and all 12 of them preached the same gospel and established the same church. Not a church, this church, that church, over yonder church. Same church. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one church. But Satan doesn't want you to know about the one church, because the devil knows where he's going to spend eternity. As I said heretofore, it costs God nothing to give us life, but to provide us the privilege and the joy and the pleasure and the honor of living life more abundantly. It costs God the cruel death of his only begotten Son. And he did it. He did it all for us, human beings. Because even though we had disobeyed him, he still loved us. His Son came to earth and was crucified on a cross, lifted up. To die for anybody to watch it. He desired to give humans an opportunity. He manifested his love, Jesus, and his Father, more abundantly. God gave for us his Son. He gave the very best he had. Church, can we not say thank you by living the way he has directed us to live in his holy book? He gave us his very best. He set the example for us to give him what? Our very best. Life lived beyond measure. A superabundant life. Living exceedingly abundantly above the ordinary. All because of his love for human beings. Are you under living your life on planet Earth that does not reflect the love of God, the gift of God? Are you under serving and under living the life that God designed for human beings, not because he had to, but all because of his love? A more abundant life here provides for a super abundant life in eternity. We think we're living good. All to God's unchanging hand and walk by his commandments. Go on into eternity. Rise on judgment day. And God will show us how to live abundantly. Are you there? The thief cometh not but for one purpose, and that's to kill and to steal. To kill and to steal. Jesus says, but I am come, John chapter 10 and verse 10, but I am come that you might have what? I want you to have life, and I want you to have it more abundantly. What an opportunity. Come. Come. We sing the song, come, come today. Come and try Jesus his way. By living the God-centered and God-designed way. Come by hearing His love story, the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as it's written in the Bible and the New Testament. Are you there? The love story of God, the love story of His Son Jesus Christ as well. Hearing, believing, receiving, confessing, acknowledging Jesus as Lord and Christ, and being buried in water baptism for the forgiveness of every sin you have ever committed, and added by God to His church, to His church. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. That's it. And walk according to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me. Every tongue shall confess. So then, without exception, every one of us must give an account of ourselves to God. So the question comes for me, and the question comes for you. Are you prepared to meet God? The day is coming, according to Revelation chapter 20, when we will stand before God and be judged by the life that we lived on planet Earth according to His record. We sing the song so gloriously. Hold to God's unchanging hand. When we get to glory, if you decide to be lackadaisical, living your life or having lived your life on planet Earth, at the judgment, what do you have to give in exchange for your soul when God say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity? What do you have to give for your soul? All 12 apostles preached, taught by Jesus Christ. All 12 apostles preached the same gospel. When they established the church, it's the same church, the Church of Christ. That's the only church of the apostles. Doctrine. Huh? That the apostles' doctrine established. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. In your Bible. Satan is not pleased with that. He's not happy when anyone knows God's truth and obey God's truth, because he knows where he's going. And since he's the devil, he don't want, please, Jesus, God, knoweth nobody else. The call is yours. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Your Bible says suits. Gives us information regarding the Church of Christ. Romans 16. Hold to God's unchanging hand. You've heard the gospel from the Bible. Believe it. Receive it by repenting of your sins. God is sorrowful for your sinning. Come forward, acknowledging that you want to be a child of God. Confess your faith in Jesus Christ. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. The garments are ready. The water is ready. The baptizer is ready. The only question mark is, are you ready to give your life to Jesus the biblical way and add it to the biblical church. One church. Salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. That's our Bible. Unless you rewrote your Bible. If you're here and you're in the Bible and you're in the body of Christ, you're already in the church of Christ, have not been faithful, committed to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, diligent. You know that. You know what to do. Get right. And you know how to do that. You come too. Have the church to pray for your forgiveness. All to God's unchanging hand. Don't put it off. Don't put it off. We don't know. We don't know. No matter how careful we are, when we're going to be called out of time into eternity. But one thing we do know, I need to be ready. God's way. Whenever it comes and however it comes. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. That's for the non-member. You're in the body, you already know that. You're walking contrary to the will of God. Not giving him first place. You come and ask forgiveness of him. Church to pray for your forgiveness. I want to make heaven my eternal home when God sees fit to call me from time into eternity. Every sound person that wants the same thing. Execute what you know. If you didn't know this, you know it now. And it's in your Bible. Do it. Do what you know you can read in the Bible. Because that's what Revelation, where I asked you to go earlier, says our book's going to be open and God's book is going to be open. They better compare. They better compare if you want to say, hear God say, well done. As we together stand and sing the song that's been in.
Come from the loathsome way of sin. Hide you in the blood of Jesus. Come, for the Lord will take you.